Happy Thursday, everybody. Thank you so much, as always, for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. As always, we're so glad when you drop in for some fun Disney talk, and we've got that for you in droves today. This is our live show from this past Sunday night, October 11th, 2020, where we take your calls for over an hour, and we help a listener picking between four resorts for an upcoming stay next month. Either Pop Century, Coronado, Caribbean Beach, or the Boardwalk Villas. We have pros and cons for each, and it's a fun discussion to try to narrow down these four choices into the perfect fit for this great couple. We also get a trip report from Alfred on the back end of the show. We talk about the live show we're going to be doing from Give Kids the World on December 5th, 2020, and lots more fun Disney talk. We also talk buffet-style dining versus family style. Which do you prefer? Don't forget today's show brought to you by the great folks over at the Magic for Less Travel. Book your next trip with the professional, passionate agents over at the Magic for Less Travel. Their services are absolutely free to you, and it really does help support the show. So check them out today over at themagicforless.com. Please also use our Amazon affiliate link anytime you shop online, especially during Prime Days this week. BeOurGuestPodcast.com/Amazon. And for some extra content in your week, become a patron. Thank you to all of our patrons. You guys are awesome. You're making all of this podcasting possible, and I thank you so very much for that. You can become a patron as well. Check it out today over at patreon.com/BeOurGuestPodcast.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Happy Sunday night, everybody. Welcome to another live Be Our Guest call-in show. This is Mike Rollman here from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and your host of the Be Our Guest podcast since March 2008. That's right. We've done actually over 1,800 episodes at this time. If you count our specials, our live shows, and all the daily shows, we love doing this stuff. I sure do. I haven't missed a show. I make sure that I'm always here because this is my fun stuff. I get with my people. My people are here in the live chat. We're going to be taking calls from my friends tonight for the next hour at 407-413-9395. Talking Disney, having a great time. But we record this live every Sunday night about 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Central. So to all my friends in the live chat, hey, how are you? Hope you had a great weekend. And if you're listening to this show on Thursday on the podcast feed, we've almost made it to another weekend already, so you are doing great. Thank you so much for your support of the show. I sure appreciate it, because every time I get to open this mic and put a podcast out on our feed and I look at our website and our behind-the-scenes stuff, we get to see that the show's been downloaded here, the show's been downloaded there. We get geographical returns from where the show is listened to, streamed, downloaded, and it just warms my heart that something like Disney can bring us all together, whether we're from the North, the South, the United States, the UK, Australia, Singapore, all the rest of Europe. There's some listeners in Asia. It's an amazing thing. And I want you to know that I appreciate you so very much listening to our show. I know that we put out a lot of content. You might not listen to every show, but I love that you come back and check in on us, because it makes this amazing. So I appreciate you listening, whether you're listening live, listening on the stream on Thursday. You guys are awesome. Thank you for letting me live my dream. That means so much to me. All right, let's get to the top of the show. And we're going to have an interesting topic here in just 1 second. But before we do, we have two news stories for you from themouseforless.com by Ricky Niblett, one of the co-hosts of the Be Our Guest podcast here. We have the first story. Let's talk food. That's what we do. Chef Mickey's to return with a new character experience and menu. Let's see what this is all about, because a lot of us like going over to the Contemporary for some good food. And it looks like this food's going to be sweet. Now, it doesn't start until December 16th, so hold your horses. We still have 2 months until this goes into place. But it says Mickey and gang are going to be returning to meeting guests once again at Chef Mickey's. If you've never been there, the gang at Chef Mickey's is Goofy, Minnie, Donald, and Pluto, along with Mickey Mouse, or the Fab Five, and it meets in the atrium area of the Contemporary Resort right under the monorail beam. However, this time it's going to be a little bit different. It says the character is going to be greeting guests, but of course in a socially distant way, and this table service restaurant is not going to be a buffet like it always was, obviously, because we're in COVID times. But instead, an all-you-care-to-enjoy family-style breakfast. God, don't those words sound good? all you care to enjoy family style breakfast. That might be the best combination of words in the history of podcasting. Now, you need to go over to the Mouse for Less and click on the news tab at the top, because I really can't do justice to these new entrees or these new items they're putting out. One, I'll try to. One is a pancake. Now, it's not a Mickey waffle. It's a Mickey pancake. It's a pancake shaped like a Mickey head. It's got confetti sprinkles like it had, like normally we have on the cupcakes. Big old glob of whipped cream, cherries, syrup, a little piece of chocolate on top. Oh, and it's got like a little side thing, a sidecar with some cherries and other, you know, syrups and stuff like that. This thing looks amazing. I need it in my belly right now. Also, there is going to be this, let's see, what is this? It's a loaded It's a loaded potato cheese casserole topped with smoked bacon crumbles and chives. Do I need to say anything else? All my listeners down in the South, you just said, yes, I'm there and I'm with you. Even my listeners in the North. And then there's going to be a Goofy's banana bread French toast paired with banana bread baked in zesty orange scented French toast batter, topped with espresso mascarpone cream, toasted bananas, and chocolate crumbles. So go check out the pictures over at themouseforless.com. Click on these and you'll see that. You'll be starving. Looks good. Finally, our second story, our last story, so we can get to the calls here. We had a listener on a live, not a live show, but a trip report show about 2 or 3 weeks ago, where for some reason, we talked a lot of mini golf. This listener loved, I think she went to Florida to play mini golf and to go to the, you know, the parks and stuff. And but she loved her mini golf and we talked about it. And Winter Summerland is going to be reopening at Walt Disney World. And that is going to start on November 6th. So in about, what's that, about 3 weeks now, you'll be able to get your putt-putt on. Now, if you've never played Winter Summerland, that's the mini golf course that is over by Blizzard Beach. And this is my preferred mini golf course at Walt Disney World, if you ask me. Fantasia Gardens is the other one over by the Swan and Dolphin. And that one is going to go down when this one reopens. And they say it'll reopen on the Fantasia Gardens will reopen around February 1st of 2021. But to me, I love, especially right, you know, it's not summer, but I like playing Winter Summerland in the summer because you got all the Christmas music playing, you got the Christmas decorations, and we'd play that like in July, and it's just kind of like a Christmas. It's like when the radio stations do Christmas in July, and you have the novelty of the Christmas music. It's a fun place to go. So, yes, that's the news. And Laurie says, talk about the Give Kids the World live show. So let's do that real quick. Get out your calendars, right? Get your paper, pen and paper, everybody. Let's write this down. Remember, I used to be a teacher. I was big on taking notes with my sixth graders. December 5th, Saturday night, actually Saturday all day, Pam, Ricky, and I are going to be at Give Kids the World Village in Kissimmee, Florida, right outside of Walt Disney World. We're going to do a 6-hour live call-in show live from the village. We're going to be there. And you can come over to the village and join us. It's going to be what's called the Night of a Million Lights. It's going to be, think Osborne Lights, probably not as big, but it's going to be in that spirit. It's amazing. Just go to the Give Kids the World website. It's gktw.org. You can see the rendering of what they're looking for. It's just all the buildings around the village, which are whimsical anyway. Some of them look like mushrooms. Some of them look like castles. It's an amazing place. But they're going to put all these Christmas lights throughout the village. And so what you can do is buy a ticket and go tour the lights. And of course, all the money goes to the village as a fundraiser. We're going to be on the air on that day, December 5th, from 2 p.m. to 8 p.m. right here on Facebook and YouTube. We're going to be doing the same thing like we've done over the past 10 years. So we're going to have the donations on the website. We'll be taking your calls. We'll be talking to people. We'll be bringing people on the air from the village. We'll be taking your calls, and we'll have some special guests as well throughout the 6 hours. It should be a lot of fun. My dad is actually, I believe, because he is not working the LA Rams this year because of COVID, and he's outside the bubble. You know, they don't want him traveling from St. Louis to Minneapolis to LA and all that. Anyway, so we're actually going to have a real engineer, an NFL engineer, making sure that we look good and we sound good for everybody. So that should be pretty sweet. So yes, put it on the calendar. I'm going to be down there. We might have a meetup at one of the parks or a resort or something that weekend. I'm getting in on the 4th, coming back on the 6th. So I'll be down there the 4th, 5th, and 6th. I'm staying at Caribbean Beach. So if you see us, that's where Ricky is as well. Give us a shout. But we'll probably have a meetup at Walt Disney World that weekend too. So stay tuned for that once we get some feedback on what would work best for everybody. All right, enough yakking, but we want to see you December 5th. And if not, call in and donate. Put some money away here in the next couple months. $5-$10 would help a lot. Even more would help even more. All right, so here's the situation we're in tonight. Everybody get ready because we have a question. I know I got calls coming in, but hang tight because we got to help this listener. I promised her we're going to help her tonight because she's really, is this something we've done a lot in 2020? We're making lemonade out of lemons. Like 2020 is just, bleh. It's given us so much bad news. And this listener was going to get married this year, right? They were going to have their honeymoon down at Walt Disney World. Well, COVID. Well, 2020, so they had to postpone the wedding. But they're going to go to Walt Disney World anyway, and they're going to be there the day that their wedding was going to happen. Is that not a great idea? You can't have the wedding. The wedding's postponed. But hey, go celebrate your love. Go to a great place and have fun. Make the best out of this bad situation in 2020. Now, here's the deal. Here's what she wrote me today. She wrote me this morning. So listen tight and then give us a call, and we're going to talk about this. All right, so here we go. She said, I need some advice if you're able to provide it, or you can add it to a listener question show. We don't know what resort to book. Here are our options from lowest to the highest price with some pros and cons. Overall, we're looking for a resort with easy transportation, a good pool, and good food. Aren't we all? Here we go. She gives us four options with some pros and cons. I want you to call in and tell me which you would pick, but most importantly, why? Okay, here we go. Obviously, the first option is Pop Century, going with a preferred room, pro. First time there, never been. Cheapest, Skyliner. Cons, Skyliner, but we do need to transfer at Caribbean Beach. Value resort pools and bathrooms. I don't know what bathrooms have to do. I guess they're kind of plain. All right, second option. Coronado Springs, a water view or a preferred king room. Okay, here we go. Pros for Coronado. First time, nice rooms and bathrooms that have a walk-in shower and a good pool. Cons, depending on where the room is, we could be far from the pool. Note, a trip to Coronado Springs for a conference was supposed to be part of my 2020 plans. Okay, so she was supposed to go there for work anyway, but that's just a note. Okay, third, remember, four options. So far, we got Pop and Coronado. Third, Boardwalk Villas in a standard studio, standard view studio. Pro, first time, walking distance to Epcot and somewhat Hollywood Studios. At Boardwalk Villas, I would say Hollywood Studios is closer than Epcot, but that's me. Could provide some extra time in Epcot, which is our favorite park, and it has a nice pool. Cons, nice pool, but undergoing construction and don't know if it'll be done by the time we get there. Let's see here. And okay, so that was her. That was her con. Okay, in the fourth one, Caribbean Beach in a standard view room. Pro, we've stayed here before and loved the ambiance and the food. We didn't get to enjoy the pool, which we would make sure to do this trip. And Skyliner Hub, no need to transfer. Con, with a standard view room, not sure how far we are from everything. This is our most expensive option by $600 to $900. All right, so those are our four options. We got Pop, we got Coronado, we got Boardwalk Villas, and we got Caribbean Beach. I have a thought, but that's not important right now from Airplane. The important thing is your thoughts. So give us a call, 407-413-9395. Help listener Veronica out. What would you pick in these situations with her pros and cons? Pop Century, Coronado Springs, Boardwalk Villas, or Caribbean Beach? Let's get to our first call of the night. And we have our first caller. Hey, who's joining us?
M-I-Z.
Z-O-U. What's going on, brother?
Hey, man. I've recovered from last night watching the Bama game.
Oh, my gosh. I'd like that one. I was exhausted from being at the game, and I got sunburned. It was, like, unexpectedly hot in the stadium. And then I had to come home and watch that. And I'm like, Lane's going to get the upper hand and give Saban a heart attack. Anyway, it was crazy.
Yeah, it was nuts. All right. So just I want to go ahead and jump in give my advice,
okay.
Right?
Yeah.
I would go Caribbean Beach. And here's why. Even with a standard view room, I would actually – me personally, we stayed in Aruba in September, mm-hmm. and we loved it. We were right there by the Riviera Skyliner, which, yeah, you've got a transfer still, but really, what I think Jamaica was it that was closest to the Caribbean Beach Skyliner, but none of them are really that close to the main hub,
right. Right.
So,
and what I say to that, I think here's the thing about this is kind of my overall advice that I give to guests and I just give to friends and anybody that asks as far as like preferred rooms and buildings and stuff. And I know you don't want to walk a lot at the end of the night or at the morning, but the thing is, when you look at the overall amount of steps and the mileage you cover in a Disney vacation, I don't think, and I know Caribbean Beach is spread out, I think as long as you're staying away from the pirate rooms, I don't think you're going to notice it that much over like 5-6 days. You know what I'm saying? Because you're walking so far anyway through Epcot and through Magic Kingdom and Animal Kingdom. I mean, obviously you do want proximity if you can get it, but I mean, I save the money. I go standard view. And if I get a little bit far away, I just get a little bit of ways. It's just, that's kind of the roll of the dice I take and save money.
Right. Yeah. And you know, when you're looking at being close to the pool, really, it's not a bad walk at all from, I mean, you know, again, Aruba, you know, we was in one of the farthest buildings from the pool. Mm-hmm. And it's not a bad walk at all. They've got the, you know, the bridge that goes across. So it's not a bad walk at all to get to, you know, the food and the pool and everything. But then also in the Aruba building, you're right there by the Riviera to go to Topolino's and everything as well.
Yeah.
So
I had two options I was leaning, and mine were Caribbean Beach, just go with it. And the pool there is really, really nice. The feature pool, the pirate themed pool.
Yeah.
I think it's a sweet pool, but I mean, this was one, it's kind of a modification of the Coronado Springs. She was looking at a water view or Preferred King. What I would do there, you could probably get even cheaper than that. Preferred King is get a tower standard view and you're gonna be right there where the buses are. You're not necessarily close to the dig site pool. You got to go across the bridges, like for three bridges, you know, across the lagoon there.
Right.
But I mean, really, if you think about it, and I know this kind of sounds weird, but like think about a week vacation. Most people don't swim every single day of the vacation. You might go from your mm-hmm. room to the pool maybe 3 or 4 times over the whole trip, maybe 3 or 4. So if you got to walk an extra 3 minutes, what is it? You know, it's not that big a deal. I don't think.
Right. And then if you're getting back from the parks and you just want to go take a dip just to chill out and, you know, relax a little bit, you've got the pools there, you know, the basic pools.
Yeah. The little quiet pools over by the
right
casitas.
There at the room, so.
Yeah. 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 Totally.
Yeah.
Yep.
But
so
yeah, I would go Caribbean Beach. I mean, and plus you also have the resort transportation at Caribbean Beach as well. So if you are too tired to walk over to, you know, get some food and all, you can always hop on the bus there at your building and it'll take you around to Port Royal.
Royal? I feel like I should be a pirate. Arr, Old Port Royal.
Yeah.
I'm not
right,
not very good. No, but I like Caribbean Beach, and I'm gonna be there for that weekend for Give Kids a World, and I'm super pumped about that. I'm excited.
Yeah. So that's my suggestion. And
hey, it works. We think a lot alike.
There we go.
All right, buddy. All right. Thanks for calling in. Roll Tide.
Thanks, Mike.
See ya. Bye-bye. All right, 407-413-9395. We got a Coronado modification for me or Caribbean Beach. James J's got a Caribbean Beach. We still have Boardwalk. What do we think about Boardwalk and Pop Century? Obviously, the cheapest option. I don't know. I mean, I always go to Pop Century for race weekends. I go to Pop Century for fun. I love Pop Century. There's nothing wrong with that option. But she put bathrooms. It does have the most basic bathrooms. It's kind of a, It's like a motel bathroom, right? I mean, is there anything special about that? I don't think so. But I mean, again, it gets the job done. I love this stuff. 407-413-9395. Okay, let me ask you this other question too, as we get some more feedback for Veronica. And if you called in, we had a lot of people calling in. Give us a call now. Oh, let me reset it here. Another question I have for you, and I was thinking about this morning on my run. Once we get past this COVID situation that we're in right now and things start to return towards normal, would you rather see Disney permanently do away with all buffets and go family style? I thought about this because, let's get to the next caller. Then we'll jump back in there. All right. I think it's Eric up in Connecticut, I believe. Is it Eric?
Yeah, that's right. How you doing?
Hey, good. I'm memorizing people's phone numbers. What's up?
I might be calling too much then, if you know.
That's
my phone
good.
Number
no,
by
I just,
now.
I know 203.
First, if you're going to a place and staying at a resort because it has the best bathroom, I really have to question your priorities and resort choices.
You know, I you remember, I'm outnumbered. I have a wife and two daughters. That's definitely one of the things on their priority list as well. So I get it.
Okay, now I'm going to give the cheapskate perspective here because I'm really a budget traveler. And if food's that important, you can stay at the Pop Century, okay, and save some of that money for one of the really nice dining experiences. Oh. Like you can save the extra $200-$300 and do Victoria and Albert's, or you could do whatever the new one is in Japan. I can never remember the name of it.
Me neither.
And all of these resorts are connected with the Skyliner now. So from Pop Century, you can hop the Skyliner and you can get to the Riviera very easily and enjoy the restaurants and atmosphere there. You can get to the Boardwalk and enjoy the restaurants and atmosphere there. So I say go with the place that's a little less expensive and save that money and really treat yourself to a fabulous meal.
That's a great point. And what you got to think of is how long are you going to stay at the resort? Like, are you going to have resort days? Are you going to just go to a theme park every other day? You know, then I think then you shift to like the moderate and go there. I like the way you're thinking. It's so funny you mentioned that really fancy Japan restaurant because that was all the discussion before COVID hit. And then like, I honestly haven't even thought about that restaurant since March. Like, that's the first time I've even heard it brought up. Like, even it's registered in my mind that it's even there. Like, you just said it. Like, I haven't thought of it since probably February.
Well,
that's crazy.
Even when you're there, it's almost like it's not there. It's, like, tucked in the corner. So it's really easy to miss.
Yeah.
I'd say the one I wouldn't do is Coronado.
See,
you
why,
still
I
have
love
the
Coronado.
Grand Casino
I love
power.
It. Okay, go ahead.
I love Coronado, too. It is my favorite of the moderate resorts, but Coronado does limit you when it comes to transportation and access to the restaurants because Caribbean Beach and Pop Century and Boardwalk are so connected now. If you go to Coronado, you've eliminated the chance to go to all of those and enjoy the dining there. So that's the only reason why I would say that doesn't seem to fit their priorities.
It's a good point. I mean, yeah, because then you got to take a bus everywhere. That's a pain in the butt if you just want to go grab dinner. Now, here she did bring up a good point. Now, this is something you got to think about with Pop. You got to think about that extra hop that you have. This doesn't bother me except for the day I'm going to the studios and if I'm trying to get a boarding group for Rise of the Resistance. Is that?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's like you sweat it out because typically, you know, I saw some lines in the Discord this weekend. Somebody was down there staying at Pop Century and they took a picture of the line to get on the Skyliner before it opened. And it's super, every morning it's super long to go to the studios. And the thing is, it's like a stress point. Even if you think you're going to make it, like you're stressed because, this is how my brain works, is that while I'm waiting for the Skyliner at Pop Century, because I know, I picture what is, okay, that line is building right now at Caribbean Beach. So as I stand at Pop Century, I'm waiting. And while I'm waiting to get on my first hop, there's people waiting to get on that second hop over at Caribbean Beach. So I think she's smart by considering eliminating that first hop if you can. But is it worth $600 to $900? I don't know, because most people can still make it work. It's a tough call.
Six to nine is a lot of money.
It's a lot of
money. And I guess you would have the same problem if you were staying at Boardwalk. You have that second hop because you would get on the Skyliner at International Gateway, and you'd still have to get dropped off at the Caribbean Beach Hub.
If you were at the Boardwalk, you'd walk. You could be there in 7 minutes. You'd walk to the studios.
Oh, that's right. You can walk.
You can tell I never really stay there.
I
well, especially
I don't have that kind of money.
Well, no, but if you're in the Villa side, you are super close to the studios. You're closer to the studios than Epcot. So yeah, you would. The thing about walking, and I know people don't want to walk. Well, everybody knows, like, I'm an idiot and I do all these miles every day, but most people don't want to walk. But the thing about walking that you got to remember when you have a walkable place is that you have 100% control of that. Like even with the Skyliner, with the buses, with the boats, you don't have as much control as you think. There could be lightning. The Skyliner could be down. The buses are not running. You know, 7 Epcot buses go by and you're going to the Magic Kingdom. When you're walking, boom, you go out the door. You're just going to walk, you know, that's the thing I like about walking is that I know, okay, the night before I can set my alarm, know, okay, I got to get up now, get ready, and I'm under control. So if you can walk anything, that to me is the best bet. You're there. So,
yeah, I stayed with somebody once at the Floridian Tower, not the Grand Floridian, the Contemporary Tower, mm-hmm. Bay Lake Tower. And something happens to my mind when I leave a park for the day. I suddenly get exhausted.
Yeah.
Like I walk through that exit gate and I go, oh God, do I have to walk all the way to the buses? Oh my God, I got to cross a street.
Yeah.
And I could, if I was in the park, I would be able to run up and down Main Street. But suddenly, like, there's this magic, the magical barrier that you walk through that makes you exhausted when you leave the parks. So the walk there would be okay. The walk back would kill me.
That's true. That's a good point. I mean, I guess if you're really tired, you could Uber or something. I don't know. I like the discussion, though, because this is why I wanted to bring this email up for Veronica, is because, you know, we're not going to tell her where to stay, but at least we can maybe bring up things that even she hasn't thought about, or just give her feedback that, yeah, you're on the right track, man. You're thinking exactly right. Let's do this.
I mean, the one drawback I can think of, saving the money and buying some much better, higher quality food or getting a really high-end dining experience would be important to me. She did mention the pools. And of all the pools, the Hippy Dippy probably is the one that's the most crowded. And it's a fine pool for a value, but it's still not what you're going to get at Caribbean Beach or any of the other options.
No. But it's basically like your motel pool with a couple decorations. But I mean, it is what it is. It's a value resort to get the job done. So
yeah, right.
But I would definitely, if you're looking for a pool, right, dig site and the pirate pool at Caribbean Beach, way better. So that's what I would do.
A much better choice.
Hey, I appreciate the feedback, man. And hope school's going well. And we'll talk to you next week.
All right. Take care.
Okay. Take care, buddy. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, 407-413-9395, 407-413-9395. I hope somebody's keeping a tally in the live chat for us. We got a lot of feedback. Oops, sorry, I think I just hit the wrong button on the last call. The 517 area code, call in again, we'll get you straight in here. My question too, I forgot to ask Eric, I was going to ask him. What about the family style versus the buffets? Would you be sad if, in 2021, say January 1st comes, there it is. Sorry, I get this call that I hung up on. If there were no more buffets, that would be sad. Well, it'd be sad, but maybe not. Family style is pretty good too. All right, we have our next call. Who's joining us?
Hi, this is Joanne Severgen from Ellensburg, Washington.
We've been talking today. Hey, how's it going? It's fun.
Yeah,
I got to see you, Ross.
I'm watching you on the live. Let me turn that off. I was a little behind. Hi.
I've got you.
I got to talk to you because I've been talking to you all day.
You sent me the beautiful pictures of your camping trip. They were amazing. You can see I got my sunburn from the pumpkin patch with my nephew today.
Yeah.
So, this is awesome. Yeah, so I should... I feel like when I talk to you, I should say aloha because we're working hard on that. So
I know. You got to work for me, Mike. You got to get that place open for us so we can go to Alani.
I got to talk to my buddy George. He lives down the street. He's probably listening on Thursday. So shout out to George. He lives over in Hawaii.
Yeah. Hey, George. Yeah. You got to tell us how it's going.
Absolutely.
We need to get there. Absolutely. We got a granddaughter that's been counting on it. So
what's going on?
Oh, not much. I came in late to the live and I kind of heard a question about which resort to stay at. And it was just, and then I started hearing some questions about the buffet versus, you know, family stuff. I thought I'm just going to call and say hi. And we were there in January. We stayed at Coronado halftime and at Port Orleans the other half. And gosh, loved both those resorts so much. And we've been to Caribbean Beach. So, I think everybody's got great, compelling thoughts about each one. But I think, you know, one thing I would comment on your quick question about buffet versus the serving at the table. You know, what's the restaurant at the Whispering Canyon where they bring you buffet style?
Yes.
That is such a hoot as a family. Like, so much fun. We had so much fun there. And I kind of like the idea of, you know, all the food being kind of coming from one place. So I think there's a...
I'm right with you because, you know, one of my favorite places before all this happened was the breakfast at the Polynesian at Ohana, the one with, I'm all about the food, but the characters are the Lilo and Stitch one. And the thing is, mm-hmm. is, you know, that was family style too. And so is Garden Grill. And I mean, it's almost like, I hate to say this, but it's almost like a lazy person's buffet because it's still all you can eat, you know, but they bring out, you know, enough to get everybody rolling. But then, if all the cheesy potatoes, breakfast potatoes are gone, you're just, you know, you ask the server, hey, can we please get some more cheesy potatoes? And bam, they're right there. And I mean, you don't have to get up. And, you know, and I think I honestly think Disney might do this because, you know, I mean, Walt Disney World's a place where, you know, 7-year-old little boys and 7-year-old little girls probably, you know, probably grab a French toast stick, you know, every now and then.
Exactly.
Or something, so.
I know. That's so true. And I think, you know, I think the cast members have a lot to do with making that fun for you too when it comes to your table. Like, you know, we just love the Ohana dinner. Oh, we just love that dinner so much. And like you say, you can have more if you want it, which always just shocks me. You mean I can have unlimited noodles and, I think there's just with these new times, it just seems like it might be a better choice. But
I think so too.
You know, interacting with
Here too, another thing too with that, I just thought of this, you know, and again, who knows, but you know, when this all starts going on, but it's more work for your serving team or for your server. But the thing is, maybe that would be an opportunity that because even if I have a server that's doing a buffet, I still tip them 20% because that's just my wife was a server.
Oh,
that's what she did all like to get through college.
Yeah,
she worked at a Mexican restaurant. She's a good server. So we always tip at least we start at 20% and go from there. But the thing is, maybe if they did family style, everybody would, because I think some people tip less for buffets, and maybe this would be more revenue generated for the cast members, and we need it now.
Yeah, so. That's a valid point. That's a really good point. And I think it gives them the opportunity to interact with you more personally.
Absolutely.
And well, good ideas. I mean, fun to think about. Wish we were there.
Oh, my gosh.
Hearing about the Caribbean Beach Resort, that was our first trip to Disney World back when our kids were in school, you know, it was 25 years ago. And we just love that place so much. And we would change our Alani trip to the Caribbean Beach Resort right now if it wasn't for our airline tickets being stuck with Hawaiian Air. So anyway, we got a lot of money out in those tickets.
Just have to go like the long way around. You got to go, let's see. We're going to go from over to Hawaii and then just do a U-turn and go back to Florida. Yeah, that'd be a bad thing.
It's making me want to go to the Caribbean Beach Resort really bad.
We're going to get it.
It's going to work. Spring break next year. But I want to say one thing about walking because I've been hearing, you know, I came in late. Like I said, but I hear your listeners talking about walking in your last one. Talking about that exhaustion when you leave the park and it's so funny. It's so true. But when we stayed at the Coronado this last January, we were in the Ranchos and oh my gosh, I fell in love with that resort. It was just so neat, but I just loved the walk across those bridges. Like,
yes.
And you know, we don't mind walking though. So we're pretty active. So we don't really mind that, but I could make my coffee in the morning, you know, but I had the mug. And so instead I would just walk across and the sun was coming up and that beautiful walk across the lake. And I don't know, it's so pretty. And I think those bridges make all the difference because you can get right there. And our bus was just right behind us. And so anyway,
yeah, I'm right with you. The thing is, I know some people don't get up early in the morning like Ricky. Okay. And she doesn't stay on site a lot because she gets, because Brian works for the Hyatt. So they get free. I mean, I would do the same thing. I'd hate it because I'm a resort guy. Like I go to Walt Disney World to stay at the hotels, to be honest. It's my favorite part. But the thing is, like, I feel bad for people that don't get up at sunrise at the resorts, because you mentioned Coronado and being in the Ranchos. And I remember as soon as you said that, in my mind's eye, I was playing a run where I got up way before the sun came up. But I just remember running around that resort and I was running through the Ranchos section, you know, with the rocks and the cactus and all that stuff.
Yes, came I around totally the, yeah, picture it.
Yeah, and going over, you know, I was going the direction where I was going through the Ranchos towards the casitas, and the sun was coming up and they were still kind of finishing the tower. And it was just, I mean, you don't think of like hotel architecture as breathtaking, but it was. It was so weird. I mean, it was just gorgeous.
Yeah,
and I was on vacation.
Yeah, colors and yes. And that, yeah. And now that it's done, I mean, it's just such a lovely place. We are real lovers of Port Orleans. Like we just love that river. We just love it. I just, again, morning time and walking from Port Orleans Riverside down to get beignets in the morning is just like the best thing. But, and something about that river and little boats coming through.
Yes.
Morning in the resorts is pretty doggone special.
And if you beat the first boats on the Sasagula River, if you get up early enough before the boats start running, that river looks like glass and there's just dead reflections of the buildings on it. And then you see the first boat and it's like, it's like somebody taking an eraser on a blackboard and it's all messed up. And, but then your beignets, my gosh, beignets. I had a funnel cake today. I had a funnel cake at the pumpkin patch and I was just like, almost a beignet, not quite a beignet, but it was close.
Not quite.
It had powdered sugar. Yeah,
thing.
So I got to get back there. You're right. We got to get things back to normal. Got to get our beignets.
I know. We do. Yeah. Well, great talking to you, Mike. Like I said, I really didn't have any reason to call except that we've been chatting today and working on our trip and appreciate you so much. And I know we're gonna make it work.
We will. And I appreciate you hanging with me. I know this has been like the nightmare that's never ended, but that's 2020. We'll figure it out. I appreciate you calling. Thank you.
We're rooting in for round three. Good talking to you.
Take care. Talk to you soon.
All right. Bye-bye. All right.
Love that. Yeah. But just a little background. She's trying to get to Alani, and we've been trying to get her to Alani for a year. And of course, 2020, it's a year, right? All right, we have our next call on the line. Oh, wait, I think I know who this is. Is it a caller that has a hashtag in front of his name? What's up?
Hey, it's hashtag Scotty G. How's it going?
That's going good, buddy. What's up?
Hey, good show going tonight. I just kind of had a random question. Are you up to speed on your text messages? Like, I know you don't do group texts. But there's a group text going on.
Yeah, I know. Well, I'm trying to do a live show. I have three computers running, and I know that you and Robert are texting back and forth about Kona or something. I turned it off.
Good. Well, I'm going to quick share a dining story really quick. So Robert Karen, he's a good friend of ours. He's a good friend of the chat, you know, good friend of the community. He's at Disney right now.
Whoa, hang on. Whoa. I just read it. Hang on. Breaking news. Breaking news. Okay, go ahead. I'm so happy.
So I text the guy and I'm like, where's dinner tonight? He's like, oh, we're going to Kona. And I didn't tell him, but like internally I like rolled my eyes. I'm like, oh, that's disappointing. You know, as we all know, Kona's menu has really gone downhill. They're taking off some of our favorites at breakfast and dinner. So I'm like, all right, well, enjoy the meal, you know. And then he texts me. He's like, so they have this thing on special today. It's this teriyaki steak. Do you think I should get it? And like, I thought he was playing with me, Mike. I was like, oh, but you've heard me and Mike talk about this. You're just pulling our chain, man. That is not back on the menu. He's like, well, no, it's not back on the menu, but they're doing a special today. And then he sent me the photo. I'm like, now my mouth is drooling. Even I just finished dinner and I'm still hungry for it.
Well, I'm looking at the picture. I mean, it looks, here's the thing. I mean, are you sure he's not messing around? Because this picture, I mean, this picture looks, I mean, it looks exactly like I remember it.
I know. So I pulled up a picture too. The last time I had it was 2015 during our cruise, the BRGP cruise. And I pulled up the picture. It looks very similar. And oh my gosh, like, and he was like, Mike isn't texting me back. Like, is he mad at us? I'm like, no, he's packing up the Jeep. He's heading down there right now.
That's right. He's already heading south. He's already at Marion, Illinois.
Yep.
Oh, my gosh. I hope that comes back.
I hope so, too. Like, that's one restaurant that I would love to see make a comeback. But, like, I'm kind of lost on some of the news at the Polynesian. Like, are the restaurants even going to be open coming up? Like, I know there's a lot of refurbs that are going to happen. Like, it's, I don't know. Like, it's kind of weird that we get this good news about the steak potentially coming back, and then if the lobby and everything is going to be closed, who knows?
Well, I think I think Kona's going to stay open, and the restaurants are going to stay open, and Captain Cook's, I think, because the thing is, the villas are staying open, so they got to keep something for the villas folks. So, and we're asking true. Too. Let me ask. I already know the answer because I know you, but family style versus table service. Versus buffets? Would you be fine if all the buffets go away in favor of family style all around?
Yep, absolutely. Love the family style. I think we were just talking about this the other day with the girls. Like, we were talking about it. Like, man, I would just love if they do family style everywhere. Like, I don't know. It's just ideal for me. I hate having to go back up and, like, I don't know. Like, I used to be weird about it, but now, like, in the new world we live in, like, I'm even more weird about it. I feel like going up to a buffet.
I know. I would have thought. I mean, you have that in the back of your head, like, before. Like, when you go to for something about Chef Mickey's, and I've gone there a few times. For one, it's super expensive. But also, that buffet jeeves me out more than any. And I don't know if it's because it's, like, it just seems, like, popular with kids. Even though I know there's a lot of adults there. I just feel like kids touch the food the most at Chef Mickey's. Totally, there's no scientific proof. But for some reason, like, I'm a little jeeved out over at Chef Mickey's. I don't think about it at Trails End. I guess because I like the food more. Maybe it's more like country. I don't know. But yeah, I'm with you. But again, coming out of COVID, people are going to be like, dude, I need some gloves. And like, do we have barriers? It's going to be weird.
And those family style meals work really well, like Garden Grill and Ohana's Breakfast. Like, I think, you know, they've been doing this for a while. What they really need to do is bring in the Toy Story characters and make another family style buffet. For real? Maybe some barbecue. Oh my gosh, it'd be so good.
Dude, if they brought in a Toy Story family style meal with the Toy Story characters, I mean, that'd be printing money. I mean, you talk about, like, it'd be bigger than Be Our Guest at its peak.
Oh, absolutely would. Everyone wants it. Like, I know you talk about it on the show all the time. I talk about it all the time. Like, but anyone that goes down there and sees all these characters, you know, meals, it's their first visit, and they're probably wondering, like, hey, where's the Toy Story one at? Everyone wants it. I don't understand it, but we fly down in 13 days to Benjamin Villa, OQ West.
Okay, so I got to ask you something. I know you're almost there. I wish I was going, but yeah, a lot going on.
I know.
But, okay, so I walk every morning. Well, I come in for my run every morning. We have a couple of walks around our neighborhood. They're always wearing green and white, Michigan State stuff. And today, this morning, I went in, they said, I got to go to Frankenmuth. Do I need to go to Frankenmuth?
Yeah, Frankenmuth is awesome. Like, dude, I've been trying to get you to come here for years. Like, yes. Did they say that you got to go to hashtag Scotty G's house too? Like, I'm just curious if I'm that popular yet or not. But.
No, we're getting up there. We got to. Yeah. All right. Well, no. I just wondered because
Frankenmuth is like a. It's like this Germany, like, village. It's super cool. It really reminds me of the Germany Pavilion at Epcot.
Nice.
They had the best chicken dinner. Oh, that's what I was thinking about it. Oh, my gosh, it was Frankenmuth. Because we were talking about going there, and we're like, oh, I don't know if we can. But they do, like, a family-style chicken dinner. And it is, like, the best chicken dinner ever. Elizabeth would agree to that. Emily would agree to that. And they do it family-style. So. Let's make a reservation for Frankenmuth.
We'll head north. That'd be awesome. No. Tell everybody we said hello, and good talking to you.
Well,
tell Robert I'm not mad at him. We're still bros. And if he just picked up a picture and changed the metadata from like 7 years ago, I'm going to find him.
Yep. We know where he is. So.
That's right. I'll be heading to Tennessee. All right. Take care, brother.
That's
talk
right.
to you soon.
All right. We'll talk to you later.
See you later. Bye-bye. And it wouldn't surprise me if somebody's messing with me and there is no teriyaki steak back at Kona. But hey, if it is, that was my favorite meal for a long time. And remember, it was like a steak with teriyaki sauce. It was on a bed of white rice, pineapple pieces on top of the steak with the teriyaki sauce, some greens along the side. Oh my gosh, this was a great meal. One of the very best. So I hope it's back. I got two more. Ricky was there this weekend. Ricky actually went to Kona, but I think she went for breakfast. I'll have to ask her. All right, next caller. They're rolling in like crazy. Who's joining us next?
Hey, Mike. It's Phil LeBlanc.
What's up, Phil LeBlanc? We'll see you on December 5th.
You will. That's what I called to talk about.
I can't wait.
So you and I were talking earlier this week. I was disappointed. We were going to be down in Walt Disney World for 2 whole weeks, first 2 weeks of December, and there was no Give Kids the World to volunteer at.
Yeah.
And lo and behold, they've got this event coming up. So I put a text message out to you, and I want to put it out to all the listeners. We need to load up Give Kids the World Village that entire night. Just be our guest podcast, Lizard Green. I want to take the village over.
I do, too. And I'm super excited for this because, obviously, when we get to broadcast live on location, we've only got to do this a few times over the 12 years just because of how podcasts work. You know, it's always basically out of the basement, remote. We're doing the remote thing before COVID even made it cool. But, you know, we're doing it before CNN. But the thing is, like, it's going to be so exciting to have friends actually in the room. You know, we can interact. We can get you on the air. We can, you know, really, I think the thing too is we can come home with firsthand experiences to say, you know, if anybody has questions or want to know what the village is all about physically, like when families go down there, what do they see? What do they experience? Not, you know, it won't just be Pam, Ricky, and I that can talk about it. We'll have the whole community rallying together. That I think coming out of this, not only will we wrap up, this is what I'm excited about for 2020, is like, this is a great way to close out a terrible year. We can close out a bad year for a lot of us on a positive note, but moving forward in 2021, we can use this as a springboard or a platform that we have a whole community with experience, and we can say, look, we've been there. We see what they do. Let's make this even better moving forward. So I'm excited for that. I hope we get a lot of folks down there volunteering and just coming by to visit.
If for anyone who's never been down there and volunteered, I was scared to death to do it the first time. I wasn't sure what to expect, but I felt like it was something we needed to get back. And I'll tell you, I was just heartbroken. We were going to be down again this year, and there wasn't going to be an opportunity to go in there and visit and volunteer at the village. To anyone who's never done it before, I guarantee you, if you do it just once, you will make it a part of your vacation every single time you go down to Walt Disney World. It's transformative. It's amazing.
It is. And I was just like you. I was hesitant to visit. I had two opportunities that I didn't like turn it down, but it was one of those things like, well, I could make it happen if I do this. You know, it's one of those things like, okay. And I'll be honest, I didn't go. And I spent my whole career, 17 years teaching elementary school. So I was with kids every day, all day. And the thing is, I was just a little gun shy about what I would see, what I would experience, and if it would be depressing, you know, it'd be sad. And once I got over there, we presented that check for one of our live shows in like November of about 5 years ago. And it's just, it's really hard to put into words, but it was the most uplifting, positive renewal of the human spirit that I had ever had. If you want to see good on earth, it is right there in Kissimmee. It's amazing.
And you said it yourself, it's uplifting. I mean, you know, I was the guy, you know, running marathon weekend, you know, with my St. Jude's jersey on and just, you know, full in. And I was scared to death. There's a reason my wife doesn't let me watch St. Jude's telethons anymore. It's like a mortgage payment every time it comes on TV. But I was scared to death. I was going to walk into the village and I wasn't sure, like maybe it was going to be sad and it wasn't. These are the happiest, most grateful, most thankful, most joyous families and little kids you've ever seen in your life. So I can't stress it enough. If we're going to be as a group down there in December, if you're going to be down there, just visit, just go to the village, see the lights, volunteer if you can. It's an easy, easy process to go through. And it is just so fulfilling.
And we all need Christmas lights this year. Like, you got to go see the lights and let's do it for a good cause. Go to Walt Disney World.
I got my
weekend.
Kids like the Christmas lights necklaces. It's just going to be great.
It's great. You know, the thing is, like, I mean, I hate to say it, but I mean, you know, this year has been such a mess. Like, the flights are super cheap that weekend for most. I mean, just from St. Louis, they're a lot cheaper than they usually are. So I know that a lot of folks, you know, it's not real economical or, you know, practical to go down for like a weekend. But I mean, go down for like 3 or 4 nights, stay at Pop Century, get some Disney fix, go over to the village, do something, you know, good for these families. And, you know, that's your little, treat to yourself for getting through most of 2020 at that point, because that's about all we can say. We're gonna make it through it. We're just gonna, you know, one day at a time kind of thing.
Absolutely, my friend. Absolutely.
All right, Phil, it's good talking to you. We'll see you down there in just less than short two short months. I can't even talk tonight.
See you then, sir. Thank
right,
you.
Take care, buddy. All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, 407-413-9395. 407-413-9395. Give us a call here and let us know. So I think we're set either Caribbean Beach or Coronado Springs for Veronica. Hope she enjoys that. I told her to listen on Thursday if she couldn't tune in live tonight. So hopefully you're listening to this show. If you have any other feedback, throw it on social media at BRGuestMike, Twitter or Instagram. Let me know if you have any additional thoughts. I'll retweet it and we'll make you Instagram or Twitter famous. All right. We have Alfred on the line. Alfred, happy Sunday night. What's going on?
Hi, Mike.
What's going on?
Oh, not much. How are you?
I'm doing great.
So for your caller that, not your person there, the girl, I would have to say the resort I would want to stay in is probably Boardwalk.
Okay. Why? The why is the most important.
Yes, because I just feel that it's a since it's a DVC resort and there's it's more, I would say it's more adult oriented.
It is.
As per se to Pop Century or Caribbean Beach, you're going to have a lot of kids. If that was supposed to be their wedding day, weekend, whatever they're going for, I would say you have to go for more classy.
That's a good point. That's a really good point. That Coronado Springs would be more adult, like then you're right. Like
yeah,
Caribbean
I was
going
to say if they got the tower though.
Yeah, I would definitely. Yeah, I would definitely do the tower. I'd do the tower. Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome. But that's why I would say Boardwalk because that's how I feel when you walk through the halls there. You know.
Yeah, it's classic.
I would have said stay at Riviera, but that wasn't one of her choices.
I think Riviera. I don't think she's going deluxe. I think we're trying to keep it semi-economic. Well, I mean, the Boardwalk's deluxe villas, but
I think we're
trying to keep it practical here.
Yeah,
which I'm the exact same way.
Reasonably priced.
My choice would be Pam. You can pick any of the All Stars, whichever one you want, if they're open, or we can splurge and go to Pop. You know, we can do that. Well, that's me. Like, you want to really live? Okay, we'll go to Pop. Fine, we'll do it big.
Yeah,
well, that's me.
Do we have time?
We do.
Last part of my.
We do. We have five or six minutes. So yeah, lay it on us. So last time we left you at the Magic Kingdom.
Yes, and so we're up to Epcot. And now for me, Epcot was different because I've never done food and wine. Even though it was a little less than normal, it was still amazing for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I would have to say that my favorite part was walking into the World Showplace
mm-hmm.
and actually trying some of the food they had inside.
See, I didn't get anything there. The only thing I got there was the freeze dried or whatever that was. The pop.
That was
pop.
The thing I didn't get.
I should have got the mac and cheese. That's what I really wanted.
Yeah,
but I
was just going there.
Yeah, I didn't get it.
I got that. The lobster mac and cheese was phenomenal.
Everybody says that. I regret it. Ricky had it this weekend again. Dang.
Yeah. The pieces of lobster were amazing. You would think that they would try to make it small pieces and give more mac and cheese, and they didn't. I mean, there was a whole piece uncut of lobster. It was
killer.
It was to die for.
I always pick the wrong thing. I always pick the wrong thing. next time.
Yeah, next time. I feel, though, with that, they could have done a little more inside. They had that huge room, and it was half empty.
Yeah, but here's the thing, though. I've been to media events in that room, and even during that, it feels empty. And, I mean, there's a lot of people in there. It's huge. And I think, too, it's just it's like a social distancing thing, maybe. I think they're just conserving. But, yeah, it's a great room because it's cool. It's got air conditioning.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh, it's a hidden gem.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. The last time I had done that room was back in 2000 when they had the Millennium Village.
Oh, my gosh. That's right. I didn't get to go to that.
Yes.
I have a VHS tape that shows like what was going on in there with like Israel and all those other temporary countries they had during that. Mm-hmm. I would have loved to have gone to that. That looks so cool in there. But I only got to see
it was.
VHS tape.
Actually, I still have it. But you know how they... I don't know if they still do it, but you go to each country and they'll write your name in their language.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I have those from the countries that were inside there.
That's cool.
So it's an amazing,
I miss that.
You know, souvenir. So, yeah. Okay. So at Epcot, I had to make sure I did Spaceship Earth because we never know when that's going down.
That's right. Document everything. Yeah, exactly. Take pictures just in case.
Yeah. Well, I didn't take pictures, but that's okay.
Yeah, there's enough nowadays. That's the thing is that was an old thing. Like nowadays, you just got to Google it and it'll be there from today.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I did do the movie in China. I thought I said I haven't done that in a long, long time. And that was really good.
I do like that movie.
And then I did the Beauty and the Beast sing along.
Okay, what'd you think? I kind of liked it. It was weird.
I did too. Yeah, I enjoyed it. I liked the take they took on the story and how they presented it in someone else's viewpoint. I liked that a lot.
Yeah.
My thing is the Frozen one is far better.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Night and day. Yeah. Because, I mean, it's live.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. But I see why they can't really do a live one there because don't they interchange it with the movie?
Yes, which is
the France movie.
One of the best attractions at Walt Disney World, Impressions of the France. Love them. That is a great. I love that attraction.
Yep. So that was pretty much my day there. I spent a lot of time spending my money and eating that day. But that was definitely the highlight. Oh, there was one thing that I had in Japan that was so delicious. It was, it came in a flower pot.
Are you sure you're supposed to eat this? Are you sure it wasn't a plant?
Yeah, right. Yeah, right. It was rice. So that was like your dirt. And then it had salmon on top.
Okay.
So that was your plant. Oh. It was so delicious.
Okay, so what is it about Japan? Because like I had sushi there, but it was a sushi donut during Festival of the Arts. Like they got to take it and turn it into something else. You had a flower pot. I had a donut.
Yeah.
They were both seafood. That's fun.
Yeah. Yeah. And of course the pot came home with me.
Nice. Good stuff. Good Disney.
You have to.
That's it.
Yeah. Yeah. It doesn't say anything on the pot, but you have to just bring that little pot home.
I like it.
Yeah. Now I have paper clips in it.
Oh my gosh.
So yeah. And there also they had it was called Frothy Ramen. And it was in a little plastic mug. And it was ramen noodles with broth and some kind of foam on top. But this soup was cold.
On purpose.
And that was very good too.
You know, frothy ramen is a distant cousin of mine.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Just kidding. I'm so bad. It's terrible. Terrible.
I know, but it was a good one. I got it right away.
It's terrible. Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I don't think I've ever had anything even close to that cold, frothy soup. I'd have to try that.
Yeah, it was so good, though. They did have something one time when I was there, year and a half ago for Flower and Garden. Japan they do the best, I guess. It was a frushi, it was called.
Yes. Ricky talked about that a lot.
Made of the fruit.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was so delicious too.
Frushi.
Yeah. Huh. So okay. Now then I had my Hollywood studio day.
Okay.
And that was an interesting day. I was very disappointed because I didn't get on to Rise, I dealt with it.
Yeah, that happened to my sister-in-law this past weekend. Yesterday. Yeah. Yep.
I think they have to change that whole thing because I've tried to get the 2:00 and it was gone in 10 seconds.
Well, I was having this conversation with my brother-in-law just about 2 hours ago because obviously it's our sister-in-law that's down there now with some friends and they didn't get the pass. And the thing is, you know, we had this discussion like, on any other ride, you are guaranteed to get to ride that ride, you know, except for like if something breaks down or something's under refurbishment. Now,
right.
Traditionally, like you might have to stand in a line for 6 hours, but if you are willing to do that, you are going to get to ride that ride. And so what Rise is turning into, I mean, not 100%, but in a slight way, it's almost like a lottery system at this point.
Yeah. Yeah. Because it's not a virtual.
Yeah.
In my opinion, it's too hard. If it was virtual, you should be guaranteed a time.
Right.
To come back for it.
Right.
That's what that means. So, I don't know. I don't like it. They got to change it.
Yep.
And I got upset by that because I really wanted to go on the ride.
I hear you. It's a neat.
So thing. That brought me down a bit.
Yeah.
You know. And remember last week when I said I think a part of Disney has lost its magic, and that was part of it.
It's disappointing when that happens.
Yeah. So. But I rode Minnie and Mickey's Railway twice.
So you liked it then?
Yeah. Oh, I loved it.
I did too.
So that made up for it a little bit.
I did too. But see, the thing is, it's so fast paced and I didn't even really, I couldn't follow. I did it twice too, but I don't really follow the story. Is there a cohesive story? I know there's kind of a cohesive story throughout the interaction, but to me, it just seemed like little shorts. You know,
But it's the point that they were trying to get to the park.
Yeah, it was just kind of bright. It was so bright and like colorful. Like I was just looking everywhere. I'm just like, oh my gosh! Yeah. And then all of a sudden, boom! I was in another room.
Yeah,
it was crazy.
They have to get to the park, and they let Goofy do it, and that was a big mistake. Period.
That's true. Yeah, it's all Goofy involved. It's always a mistake. Yeah, it's just how things.
Yeah, exactly. He's Goofy. What do you want? So I did that. And of course, I came out, and there's that kiosk there, or the little store. That was a big mistake. Mistake.
What, did you spend too much money? They get you?
Oh, they got me.
Bob Iger says thank you.
Yeah, he did. He came over and shook my hand, too.
That's it. Yeah, when you see the CEO coming by, you're like, oh, bad decisions, decisions.
Yeah, I bought the hat, the ears. So they're in that little nice black bag that you get for the collectible ears. I'm like, I've never spent $80 on a set of ears in my life.
Nope, me neither.
But I had to.
Yeah.
Then I got the t-shirt. Then I got the whistle. Then I got the wishables. God.
You should get to drive the train. You should be up there with Goofy. Like, you're the, you know,
yeah, exactly.
He's the conductor and you're the engineer at this
and
point.
And I'll be blowing the whistle.
That's exactly.
All aboard.
Exactly. Totally.
See, look at our stupid 46-year-old mind.
I'm saying it's
we were blowing the whistle at the same time.
I know, I'm on my way out. I know that much. I'm on the downside of the hill already mentally. So I just
me too.
Yeah,
And I just came out of quarantine Friday night. So the past 2 days, I've been out all day and I'm exhausted. So how's that one?
Well, it's good. That's good.
Yeah, and then I did. I saw the Pixar Orchestra Society.
Yeah, I didn't see that. Oh no, I did see that. Yeah, the Grand Floridian band. Yeah.
Sad about them, but they were amazing.
They were.
And that's disappointing that Disney would do that to them.
Well, too, and the thing I said on the show too, and I still believe it, is it's kind of sad that they went out like that because you have this gigantic theater. You know, when I was there were probably 28 people max in that theater.
Exactly.
And, you know, they're looking out and seeing that, and they're thinking it came down to this. You know, like they didn't, not that they ever played for 10,000 people, but it was just kind of a depressing exit. It was kind of
sad.
They
played for a whole resort.
Yeah. So, I mean, it just, obviously stuff isn't how it needs to be right now, but that was just kind of a sad way to go. But, I mean, then think about Yeehaw Bob. Yeah. He probably left River Roost on some random Saturday and did, you know, like I'll be back on
in
Wednesday
March, right?
Boom, never got to come back. I mean, it's all wrong.
Yeah. I think they'll all be back.
I do too. I just think it's going to be a bit.
Yeah. And then of course I did Slinky Dog.
Love it.
best ride there, I think, after Rise and Mickey's. Slinky Dog, they always put me in the last row.
Because you're a daredevil.
And it's amazing.
Yeah.
You get whipped around because you're the tail. So you're all over the place. It's great.
Yep. No thanks.
And that day I ate at 50s prime time.
Good call.
Yeah. Don't ask me what I ate right now because I forget what it was.
I always get the meatloaf.
It was the three things.
Oh, yeah, the sampler, the chicken, the combo. Pot roast. Yeah, the pot roast, the chicken, and the meatloaf. I've had that.
Yep. And then I had an ice cream sundae, which I didn't need.
Whoa. You wasted ice cream. Hang on. I just had to mute Alfred. He's officially on mute right now. Okay, I'm bringing him back. Okay, he's back. All right. I had to mute you there for 3 seconds because you didn't eat your ice cream. Something's wrong with you. Come on.
I ate the hot fudge sundae.
Oh, the whole thing. Okay. Well, see, okay, good. I was going to say, do not waste ice cream. That was hurting my heart there. Yeah, no. Alfred. Okay.
No, that didn't get wasted. The only thing I forgot, and I wanted to try it this time, was the peanut butter and jelly shake.
Oh, did you have it?
No, I forgot.
I got to hang up on you again. That is the best. It's so good.
I was walking out the door, and I said to the woman, I said, oh, my God, I forgot to have something. She goes, what? And I told her. I said, is there any way I can get one to go?
Yeah.
And she says, no.
What? You can. You can go to the bar. Well, the bar open? The bar wasn't open.
No.
That's it. Yep, because I always get it at the bar to go all the time. Yep.
Okay. So, I'll be back down there in about 2 months, so I'll make sure of it then.
Make sure. It's so good. Now you got me craving one, and I do not need one, because I already had half a funnel cake at the Pumpkin Patch today. I do not need any more dessert today. Oh, but you know what? Right? I'm probably going to go get a shake at Chick-fil-A. It's not open because it's Sunday. Oh, I'm so out of luck.
I had fried chicken for lunch, and I came home and I crashed for 2 hours.
That's what you do. Hey, that's what Sunday afternoons are made for.
Yeah, because I can't have a lot of deep fried foods, but I had to have it today. And it was just delicious. So. Oh,
this patch, everything was fried. They had deep fried Oreos, deep fried Twinkies.
Stop.
Oh, yeah. They had the twisted taters. Funnel cakes. Yeah, it was. They had an ambulance on standby right next to it. So
I'm sure they did. Notice though, where we took our conversation here.
Food, always food. It's always food. And sweets. That's it.
And we haven't done that really since coming out of quarantine and ending the nightly show.
That's true. So. Well, we did it. We did it.
I didn't get a laundry bag yet.
We're going to get you one. I talked to not Heather, I talked to Jessica, the thing was you were on a real long
list. How could I take my picture?
I know. We'll get you a bag. I don't have any here, but I got them. They're in Pittsburgh. Mm-hmm. And Pam's.
Okay.
We'll get it to you. Don't worry.
The other thing is, because
I got to scoot here in a second. Go ahead. Yes.
I know. I bought something down there, and I will take a picture. It's being washed now. And I will take the picture, and I will post it, hopefully, during this week.
Okay. Where are you going to post it? Facebook or Twitter or what?
I'll put it everywhere if I have to.
Put it in the Discord, because then I'll for sure see it there.
Yeah, I'll put it in Discord, and then I'll put it everywhere else. But wait till you see what I bought.
Okay.
That's all I'm going to say.
I'm not going to say that because, okay, we'll go with that. That'll work.
You have no clue.
You're exactly right. That's the story of my life. I have no clue most of the time. All right, Alfred, it's good talking to you, buddy. We'll talk to you next Sunday. Have a good week, buddy. All right, bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
See you later. Bye. Going to get him a laundry bag. Jessica, we got to make it happen. I sent you another email. All right, well, hey, we went a little long, but I promised Lynn Eyre in the chat we would not talk about it. We will not talk about football, and we will not talk about MIZZOU. No, just kidding. We love the LSU Tigers. We love our friends down south. SEC family, it just means more. It was just a great game yesterday. We're very happy for that. But I hope you enjoyed the Disney talk. We love talking Disney with you. Got to help out a fellow listener. Got to talk about food, family style, buffets, all that stuff. Troop reports from Alfred, lots of good stuff. We do this every Sunday night. So put on the calendar next Sunday night, 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Central. We get together as a big family and talk Disney. I love talking to you guys. So let's do it again in one short week. Don't forget, you can support the show three ways. You can book your next trip, the Magic for Less Travel. I can help you out personally. I promise to hustle and get you taken care of each and every time. Best deal possible out there on those Disney destinations. In service with a smile every time. That's what we do. No, seriously, I love what I get to help our listeners. So please, next time you're going to Disney, give it a shot. Over at themagicforless.com, it's absolutely free to you. Fill out the quote form, put the Be Our Guest podcast. I'll be getting a hold of you right away, and we'll have a great time planning that trip. And also, you can use our Amazon affiliate link, right? This week is the Amazon Prime Day. That's actually, I think, 2 days. Just click through brguestpodcast.com/Amazon, shop to your heart's desire, or until your credit card gets smoking, and we get a little extra help from Amazon. So please do use it, bookmark it, use it as often as you can. brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. And finally, for some extra content in your week, use our Patreon. Become a patron for as little as $5 a month. It really does help support the show during these slow times. His travel has kind of slowed down a bit, and you get extra content. We do a fun podcast every Thursday called Mike in the Midwest for our patrons, and we have lots of fun. We have a private Discord server as well, so check it out over at patreon.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. And a huge shout out to our patrons. I love you guys. Thank you so much for your generosity and for supporting everything we do here on the show. Give us a follow on social media, Instagram and Twitter at BeOurGuestMike. Facebook and YouTube to search for the Be Our Guest podcast. All right, time to get out of here and let you get on with your week. Happy Sunday night. Happy Thursday if you're listening on the feed. Stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at brguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.